Hey guys, welcome back to Unapologetically Myself. I'm your host, Amanda Carluccio, and I am back with Steve Vitterados. Yep. He's basically a co-host now, since you guys liked him so much. I keep bringing him on. It's also easier just to talk to somebody and not by yourself. So please welcome him back.
Well, thanks for,
thanks for having me back.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Are you going to keep introducing me every single time?
Or? Well, no. After this, you're the co-host. That's it. As long as you're still in my life, you're going to be a co-host.
Until you find another co-host, okay.
Yeah, until we kick you out.
Yeah.
But you're good for now.
Well, thanks. It's been fun coming back.
Yeah. So we are at Flex Studios. Mm-hmm. So thank you to Flex Studios for having us again.
Yep.
And we're drinking our Celsius.
Yeah, Celsius.
Cheers.
No.
I actually never had this flavor. This is the orange flavor.
No whiskey today.
No, yes. Steve's not drinking today.
It's been 2 weeks since.
He's been doing May or dry May.
I don't know. I'm just, for 2 weeks, I haven't drank and I feel pretty good.
That's good. Yeah. All right, drink.
So I would.
Time out, drink.
Yep. Okay.
That's good. I like that flavor. Orange.
So I would highly recommend to try not to have a drink for at least 3 to 5 days and see how you feel. And then go from there because it feels great.
It does. It does.
The clarity that you get from it is great. So
no, I know. I know a lot of like my friends who were pregnant mm-hmm. and obviously didn't drink for 9 months.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't want to drink again. Cause I don't know. You get like so much clarity from it. There's a lot of podcasts now about like sober, mm-hmm. being like sober minded and all that. You just feel so much better.
There was one time I was taking antibiotics and I wasn't getting better. But because I would have like a glass of wine.
You were sick?
I think I was sick.
What'd you have?
I forgot what it was in general, but I was taking antibiotics, but I was also drinking like a glass of wine or whatever and nothing was happening. I wasn't getting any better. And somebody told me, it was like, you can't be drinking on antibiotics. Like I didn't know that, right? The doctor didn't tell
me.
I should know that, but.
Everyone does it, but you're not supposed to.
But I didn't. And I went for a month without having a drink, and it was the best I've ever felt.
No, I know.
Incredible. So I'm trying to do it 2 weeks then, but we're going out for your birthday tonight, so
yes,
I'm probably going to have to.
Yes, we are. Guys, I'm turning 36.
Yeah.
I know.
Not 26 for the 10th time.
No, 36, and that's why I have full glam on tonight. Yeah. I'm wearing pink, so I have my pink eyeshadow on, and we are going to a steakhouse tonight with me, my two cousins. Mm-hmm. And my mom and my aunt. So it's Steve with all the girls.
Yeah.
Because we're leaving the boys at home, except for Steve.
Except for me.
But so it's going to be fun. My birthday is on Tuesday, mm-hmm. May 13th, which is today, because this is when it's coming out, the 13th of every month. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to be 36. I usually cry every time on my birthday. I don't know why. I just get upset.
Aw.
I do. Like I cried last year too.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
You don't like birthdays.
No, I don't.
Your birthdays. For my birthday, you went all out. Maybe because I was turning 40. Like I don't expect that to happen every single year. But when it comes to your birthday, even last year, I was like, you know what? I'm going to surprise you and invite your cousins and a couple of friends.
And no, I know. And that
like,
was
no,
so
I don't
sweet.
Want
to. Yeah. I was like, I just want to go out to dinner with you.
I was like, should I even
I was like,
call?
Why are you inviting
should I call her cousins and like friends? Like, is she testing me? What am I doing?
No, I love them. I just like, I don't like to make birthdays a big thing.
Yeah. No, it's just another dinner.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just like, it's just another day. I always say that. I'm just another day.
You know,
I'm not one of those people and you think that'd be like, it's my birthday. Except I do announce it, but I don't like to celebrate it. If that's weird, if you know what I mean.
If you think about how rare it is to actually be born, right? If we go back into like, I don't want to go like back there.
Right.
But you should celebrate every single birthday because it's so rare to even be here and be born. And, you know.
Yeah, I get that, but I just rather not. I rather celebrate somebody else.
Well, yeah.
That's how I am.
But I want to celebrate you.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah. And we all want to celebrate you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. So, in other news, I just came back from Paris, and it was beautiful. I went for a bachelorette.
Yeah.
And I just want to do a little recap of what happened. There was a lot of drama. I'm not going to talk about it because I know my friends listen to this podcast.
So, you went on Thursday or Wednesday?
I went on Wednesday. We came back Monday. Okay. So it was almost a full week.
Yep.
And to put 8 girls in an Airbnb together, mm-hmm. I would, with all different personalities, I would suggest not. And I was going to ask you this, like, is there ever drama on bachelor parties? Because there was a lot of drama on this bachelor.
Well, tell me a little bit about the drama and I could tell you.
Well, I would rather not get into it, but okay. It's just mixed personalities.
Well, what I found, yeah. Not just bachelor or bachelorette parties, is that you can't spend more than 2 to 3 days with a group of people.
No.
You know,
a limit. I think there's a limit to bachelor and bachelorette parties. Yeah. Like it should be like a 3 day limit then it just gets crazy.
3 days is a lot. 1 day for some people that I know, I can only take 1 day with these people.
Yeah.
But 2 to 3 days at most and cut it there.
Right.
And yeah.
Well, I think too, a lot.
But if you're going to Europe, you can't just go for 3 days. No. I mean, I guess you can, but it's just the amount of time that you take to fly there.
Mm-hmm.
And then adjust for the time difference and then go out and exactly. See everything. You can't do it in 3 days. But
well, there was a lot of issues with like bill splitting. And I'm not going to say I had an issue with it or anybody in particular. I'm just going to say like I found that if we went to a fancy dinner, some people would ask for separate bills and like some people were offended by that.
Yeah.
Like that's where it got.
Where do you find yourself along that line as far as splitting bills when you go out? Say you have a group of 8 people.
Right.
Do you typically say, okay, everybody order what you want and we split the bill at the end evenly? Yes,
that's what I do.
Or are you, okay, no, I didn't have that drink.
No, I am not that. If I am like that, then I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, what's the point? You're going, you're enjoying the people's company, even if I don't drink. I go out with the sense that I know my friends are going to drink. So even if I'm not drinking that night, I'm still going to pay the same amount as everyone because I'm spending the time with them. I don't care. It's my decision that I decided not to drink.
I think it's a situation by situation basis.
It is.
Because
I get it.
If you're
that's
going
true.
Out every single weekend with the same 8 people and you're like,
well, that's those, different.
You know, but if you're going on a bachelorette party or a bachelor party, or maybe you get together one time with your friends, like once a month and then split it evenly. It's not like you're doing it every single weekend, right?
Right. But there is like sometimes somebody can be sober.
Yep.
And that I get.
Yeah.
Because then you don't want to spend as much as everybody else.
Okay,
who's
so
drinking.
All right, that person is sober.
Right.
They eat the whole meal, and the other person ate half the meal.
So well, the now you just get. Now you're getting too picky with it.
Well, you know what? To me, you have to split the bill.
That's what I think.
If it's like once, it's once in a blue moon, split the bill.
Exactly.
If you're going out every single weekend, no, you know,
right.
Itemize the bill.
But lesson learned on this bachelorette trip is you can't control the group dynamics.
No.
But you can control your wine intake.
Yeah.
And your champagne intake.
Oh, that's a shirt.
Which, if you're going to Paris anytime soon, I highly, highly recommend going to the Barone restaurant. Mm-hmm. Barrone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an Italian... I guess Italian Parisian, if that's even a thing, restaurant, because they had Italian food, but they also had like some Paris flair to it. Mm-hmm. But it was so good. It was very bougie. Like, I'm pretty sure the people next to us owned a yacht and were worth $1 billion. Like, that's what they looked like. They all had Hermes, like Kellys with them. You even know what that is?
No.
Exactly. But okay, so it's basically it's a purse that's like $20,000.
Yeah.
But they were all dressed to the nines.
Mm-hmm.
When you could just tell these people have old money.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to go to a nice restaurant, it is a splurge. White tablecloths, gorgeous, like Parisian style.
Barone,
yes. Mm-hmm. And it's in Paris. But the best part about this is every night they have a DJ like near the bar,
mm-hmm.
and it's just so classy. And it's all these like wealthy people dancing, but you're having a good time. Like mm-hmm. they're not stuck up. It's so much fun. The waiters and waitresses are amazing.
Yeah.
The food is good. The drinks are good. Highly recommend.
All right. So when are we going back?
I mean, I'm ready to go back. I loved it. It was my favorite part.
The architecture.
Remember I sent you videos about it? It
looked beautiful.
It was.
One thing that I can say as far as like bachelor parties and bachelorette parties.
Yeah.
The differences between the two. And I think, I don't know, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but bachelor parties, you can have people that are going to the bachelor party that aren't invited to the wedding. It's like a anybody is invited type of situation.
Right.
Bachelorette parties.
Yeah.
I think you have to be invited or you're in the wedding party as well. Right.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I think bachelorettes or bachelor parties, you're either in the wedding or you're just a close friend that goes, right?
What? if you're going to the bachelorette party, you're definitely invited. Are there people that go to the bachelorette party that aren't invited to the wedding?
No. No. I mean, see, I've never seen that. Have you?
Bachelor parties all the time.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's like, hey, you want to come? It's fine.
We just pick someone off the street. You're like, hey.
No, but like somebody that's in
and
a
then
group,
they're
but they're
not invited to the
because
wedding?
Maybe you're not that close with that person, but you still know the other people in the group. So, yeah, he can come. That's fine.
What?
Yeah.
No, that's weird. That's weird. That must be a guy thing because girls don't do that.
Yeah, that's a guy thing. Yeah. And there's no drama. You can mix friends. There's no drama.
So there's no
all.
Drama on Bachelors.
No, I... Every single party that I've been on, no drama at all.
Nothing? Like, no one's like, oh, this guy's annoying. He wakes up so early.
Nothing.
There's always drama on Bachelorette. Always.
Nothing at all. Nothing that I can come up with. No. Maybe it's like, okay, where the hell did XYZ go to eat last night? He's not home
yet. So there's never on Bachelor.
No.
Wow. That's crazy.
From ones that I've been on, I'm sure there's been
parties
out there that... Right. Drama, but
I mean, don't get me wrong. We had fun. Like, it was beautiful. It was gorgeous. Yeah. It was just, I think it was just a lot of personalities in one room and girls can be catty and petty and whatnot, but.
I can't comment on that.
You can't. Okay. No. Yeah. Or just take your sip of Celsius. Yeah. But also if you are going to Paris too, highly recommend going to Champagne, France, because it's where, what is it? Veuve? Well, okay, in America, we say Veuve Cloquet, but it's actually pronounced Veuve, Veuve Cloquet. Mm-hmm. And we went there, and we did a champagne tour. And it was pricey, but it was totally worth it. They showed us how they made champagne, and then we got to have a couple drinks, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So highly recommend that as well.
Looked like a lot of fun.
It was. And
time,
it's Veuve.
You didn't get
it's
sick
Veuve, guys. Not Veuve. Veuve Cloquet.
You didn't get sick this time, which was
good. I didn't. No. So I have this thing where I get sick all the time when I go away, and I hate it. But I did not get sick this time when I went to Paris. No. Thank God. Also, I wanted to talk about, so I have this friend that wherever she goes, like, people just cater to her. And I think it's because of, like, you know, they call it pretty privilege. If, like, you have a really pretty friend and they get everything handed to them. You ever heard of that?
No, until you told me.
You never heard of that?
The other day, no.
Okay, well.
I understand the concept.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I never heard of it.
Yeah, it's like you have that one friend that's like what am I saying? Who's like drop dead gorgeous.
Yep.
And they get everything handed to them. Like, they'll get into the bar for free or they'll get like free stuff.
Yeah.
So my one friend, we were coming back from Paris and she's sitting in economy and the flight attendant just like took a liking to her. Gay guy, cute flight attendant. And he was obsessed with her, gave her the first class goodie bag. So she got like eye masks. She got, an eye patch up for her eyes. She got another blanket. She got ice cream. She got the first class goodie bag. And I'm like, what? I didn't get shit.
Something tells me this
I didn't get anything.
She knows how to work her room.
She does. And she was just, she was just chumming it up, touching him like, oh, Mark.
I'm surprised that's not you.
No, I didn't. He looked right by me and
shit.
Didn't even give me a smile.
Oh, man.
Not even a smirk.
He heard the drama that was on the trip, and he's like,
probably,
I'm not talking to that one.
No, so then, so I was just saying, do you have a friend like that?
No.
Oh, yeah, I have a few.
Well, I have one friend that talks to everybody, but nothing as far as, like, they get every...
But it's a little different, because I usually talk to everyone, but it could also be annoying, too.
Yeah.
Like, she got the royal treatment. On this, she got ice cream from him, and then she got an extra lasagna
on the flight.
Yes, we all got something different. We had to choose between a chicken and
I starve on the plane. I don't care if it's 15 hours. I don't eat any of that food.
Okay, but sometimes I like the plane food. The plane food is
you like
sometimes,
the plane food.
Yeah,
plane food, not plane food.
No, plane.
Plane, like flight food.
Yeah, flight food. Flight
you
food.
Like
say
it.
That. Yeah. Sometimes it's good. Like my pasta I got wasn't bad. Anyway, but my friend that
you
was
got
getting
pasta
the royal treatment.
On the plane.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Oh my God.
I'll eat
it's
anything.
Like going to Olive Garden.
Food
That's
is
an Italian.
My love language.
No. On the plane?
Mm-hmm.
No. For me, the only thing that I order on the plane is ginger ale.
Yeah.
Ginger ale
but
or wine.
You'll go on like a 24 flight and not eat anything.
24 hour flight. and not eat anything.
Yeah, isn't that what I said?
24 flight.
No, 24 hour flight and not eat anything.
Yeah, no.
But me, I have to eat. Like, I'm like, oh, what's next? I'll always get the food.
No, yeah. No,
always.
No.
I'll always get it. I will never pass that up. No. But basically,
Did you watch any movies on the flight?
No, nothing.
You just raw dogged it all the way back? Yeah. No headphones?
Nothing. No headphones. Yeah, I'm very strange. So in the car, I don't listen to any music. I just like to listen to my thoughts. And Steve thinks that's very odd.
For 7 hours, you just sat there for 7 hours, didn't listen to one thing?
No, I tried to go to sleep or I edited. I didn't listen to anything. Wow. I'm not like a big...
That's the thing. She runs. She goes on the treadmill, walks on the treadmill, goes to work out, listens to nothing in her ear. Nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't know. I just listen to my thoughts.
Sometimes you turn around and you talk to the person next to you with headphones in. I'm like, that person is working out. I do that.
How do you leave them alone? I like to talk to people,
they have headphones in for a reason. They don't want to talk to you.
I know. Yeah. Well, you know what? It is what it is. But anyway, going back to the pretty privileged, good energy or both friend.
No, I think
a lot has to do with the way you carry yourself. Because she was very bubbly towards him, had a lot of energy. And then when he walked by me, I was like, I looked like death. Because of the whole situation that was going on at the Bachelorette.
She seems that she knows.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome.
Understands
I love
how
her.
To deal with social interactions. And
But I feel like everywhere she goes, people gravitate towards her. And I think it's because she has such a positive energy.
Yeah.
So tip for the day, always go out and be positive because you never know what you'll get in return.
That's
because
true.
She got ice cream. I'm like, where the hell's my ice cream? Anyway, so wanted to talk about manifestation, and I have a little challenge for our listeners too. So one, do you believe in manifestation?
No.
Ugh.
I'm sorry.
That's awful.
I don't know.
Why? You don't believe in it at all? Like, you don't believe what you put out there will come back to you?
I believe you could set yourself up for success and and what you're trying to achieve in those goals, but I don't think... You know, I'm just going to put it out into the universe that it's going to happen.
I do believe that.
You have to put into the work, and then also you have to have a couple of different lucky opportunities that come across that you could take advantage of.
Well, but no, I don't genuinely believe.
Like you say Jim Carrey, like you're going to say, put something in an envelope 10 years later.
Yeah, I'm going to get
you're going to get to that. But I don't believe that I'm just going to put something in an envelope and then 10 years later it's going to happen.
No, I do believe
unless
that.
Unless you go out there and you work for it. Yeah.
Everything that I've written down, I have a journal that I've written down, it has come true. So I've written, hit 1 million followers on TikTok. I've wrote it down that year it happened.
How many of those things that you wrote down did not come true?
Oh, I'm going to tell you. Okay. I didn't get there yet.
Okay.
So I wrote, like, hit 1 million followers on TikTok that year. Mm-hmm. Attend a premiere, like my first New York City premiere. I was able to do that. Mm-hmm. Start like a clothing brand with my dad, which we did. We did like our merch. And then the three things that I didn't get to yet, but it's still in there. Those are like my reach is like buy a house, you know, have $1 million in the bank. It's still in the reach.
Yeah.
It's not there yet, but that doesn't mean that if you write it down, you can manifest it. Yeah. I will get there. I know I will. Like, no, so you have to believe
that's what I love about you. It's like you put it out there and you're like, this is going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm like, okay, we'll wait and see because I'm more of a jinx type of guy. I don't like to talk about it.
You can't, if you're trying to manifest it, you can't think like that because then it's not going to happen. But anyway, I want to get to my Jim Carrey story.
There are many times that I've gone out there and I try to manifest something and it didn't take. Right. So
like what?
What?
Like, tell me what?
I don't know. Like when you were younger, you want to be a professional athlete or...
Okay, I can see that. Like those did you write it down?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Oh, you did? I'm sorry, Steve.
Like there's everything.
Steve wanted to be a professional hockey player.
Yeah.
Well...
But what do they say? When you want to make God laugh, you tell him your plans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's... So now I'm more... Unless I have something in production... That I'm working towards, I don't want to talk about it at all because it's.
I get it. Well, they do say like, don't tell your friends and family something you're working on because it could jinx you.
Yeah,
but I'm not. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about manifestation, like for yourself.
No, I know.
It's like, for instance, so Jim Carrey in 1985 wrote himself a check for $10 million. Mm-hmm. for acting services. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like rendered, like he wants to, this is what he wants to make for acting.
Yep.
And dated it 10 years in the future. So 5 years later, he was paid $10 million for his role in Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that crazy? I love that.
Yeah.
So I want to do this challenge right now. And okay. Unfortunately, I didn't bring envelopes. I was supposed mm-hmm. to, but we were running late coming here. So this is a challenge to the listeners. I want you to stop what you're doing. If you're driving, please continue driving. Don't stop. You can do this when you get home. But go ahead and write down your number or mm-hmm. a dream that you want in the future. And make sure it scares you. Because if it doesn't scare you, it's not big enough. And seal it in an envelope. Okay. Yeah. And then 2 years from now, we're going to open it up. We're going to do this when we get home. Yeah. I want to.
Yeah, I need to think about
like,
it.
Like, put down a number that you want to be making in 10 years. I mean, sorry, two. In 2 years. Mm-hmm. Put down a number that you want to be making in 2 years and a dream that you want to fulfill in 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then after that 2 years, open it up and mm-hmm. see if you did it.
Yeah. And if you didn't?
Well, if you didn't, it's fine.
Put it back away.
Crack open some wine. Crack open some wine and throw it out.
Close the envelope and put it away for another 2 years.
Yeah. Close it and put it back, and then you'll work on it in 2 years.
Try again.
But I do. You try.
Try again.
Wait, what is that, Beetlejuice? Yeah. I tried.
You come back and try again.
Come back and try again. But yeah, so I'm telling you, let's try it. Okay. But then it's also like, what's visualization or delusion? Like, I'm not going to write down.
Yeah.
Like having dinner.
Some people could say.
With the Kardashians. Because I don't think that's ever going to happen. Although it might.
Well, some people can say that when Jim Carrey first did that, he was delusional.
He was delusional.
Yeah.
But look, he's not. And no, and he totally believes in manifestation.
Yeah.
That's it. He believes in that because I've seen some reels of him and he talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, let's get into our questions that keep women up at night. Answered by Stefanos Vitoronis.
Oh, shit.
Yes. I have some questions for you. So some of these questions
I'm ready.
Our followers had wrote in. Some of them I got from ChatGPT, I'll be honest. And then some of them I wrote in. Oh. So we got a little mix. Okay.
All right.
Why do guys say they're not ready for a relationship and then date someone new 2 weeks later?
And that's easy. They just didn't see themselves with
They just that. Don't like you.
Yeah, they don't like
so
you.
So they just say that. So when they say you're not ready for a relationship, it means I'm not into you.
And then you start dating someone 2 weeks later?
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't into you.
So that's just an excuse. Why can't they just say I don't see chemistry here? I'm sorry.
Honesty. It's like maybe that person doesn't want to let that girl down and
doesn't want to hurt them.
Yeah.
So if you weren't,
that can make it worse because the girl's like, oh yeah, I'm just going to wait around until he's ready. And then he's out with another one.
Yeah. Then he has a new relationship 2 weeks later. Yeah.
So just be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. But you guys aren't honest. That's the whole point.
Oh yeah. And girls are.
I mean, not always.
Why can't girls just tell us what you want?
No, I wouldn't because I'm too nice. I wouldn't say that. I'd probably would just be like,
mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like now though, I would tell you if there was no chemistry there because I don't have time to waste. But I feel like back then I would just kind of like breadcrumb you, say hi here and there, but you would get the point hopefully
because
I was too nice. Okay. If you like a girl, why would you wait hours or days to text her back?
Oh God, that's a great question.
I think a follower said that.
I think it's more about playing the game.
Mm.
Where I can give an example where I texted you after I met you.
Oh, yes.
I said, hey, had a great time tonight. Yeah. Had a great time tonight. We should see each other again or something like that. And what you did, you just hearted it.
I just hearted it. Yeah, I didn't answer you.
So wait, about two
but let me tell them why.
No.
Yes.
No, we don't have to go into that.
No, I have to.
Well, we just met. And then I just got out of a relationship.
A long relationship.
Right, we just met. I just got out of a relationship. But still, to the fact, we just got out of a relationship. And still, the fact is that I still said I had a great time with you. And you could at least say, hey, yeah, I had a great time too, as well. It was great to meet you. Like, but all right, hold on.
Okay.
Let me answer the question. I said, it was great to meet you. And then you just hearted it. You could have said, hey, it was nice to meet you as well. And maybe we'll meet up again. But right. You just hearted it. Right. Yeah. And then 2 weeks goes by and then you're like, I'm surprised you didn't ask me out on a date. And I'm like, what the fuck is she? What? No, what happened here?
This is true. Go ahead.
There are times where I don't know if it's a psychological thing where if a guy reaches back out immediately after speaking with that girl or going on a date with that girl, it's like, oh, well, it's a little bit too forward or mm-hmm. he likes me too much. Oh, well, I don't like that.
No, ugh. I think you're right.
Like, well, I don't know why that is, but the games that you guys play, girls play that a lot. I mean, but.
No, it's true. Cause I definitely, after I just hearted it, which the reason why mm-hmm. I just hearted it is because I thought I was never going to see you again because you were still healing. You just got out of a relationship. So I was like, I'm never going to see him. But then after the 2 weeks happened, I was curious, like, why hasn't he reached out? Yeah. So I definitely believe in that psychology. If you play a little hard to get, it does make a girl want you. It's just facts.
If I waited 2 days and then wrote you back again.
Oh, it would have been uninterested. Yeah. Immediately
you would not be uninterested. Yeah. So
that's it's true. Yeah, but you're right. So ladies, there's always a game. It doesn't matter how old you are.
We don't want to play the game. I'm too tired to play the game.
Everyone says that, but no, everyone plays
I don't want to play the game.
Yeah, but
and there's a lot of guys that I know that just want to be like, all right, I just want to text her, see how she's doing. Like,
true.
But you girls, I don't know what it is. It's just like, no, my God, he can't text me.
No.
Does he have options, this guy? What is he doing?
I think if you have a mutual liking for each other, it's fine. But if you're in the stage of, I'm not sure where this is going, there is a little game. There's always a game. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. There shouldn't be games, but there is.
There shouldn't be, but it doesn't matter if you're 18 or 65. Yeah. There's mm-hmm. always a game. Because I know, like, some of my friends who are divorced in their 60s, they're like, well, he didn't text me back this. He didn't do this. It's still a game at that age. So, okay. Do you guys actually stalk our Instagram stories and Instagram before you meet us?
No.
You don't? Oh, that's such a lie.
Before we meet you.
Yeah, like you want to know, like say you're going on a date and you met somebody on Bumble or Tinder.
I don't look on, no.
You don't look them up on Instagram?
No.
Oh, you're so boring.
When I was I didn't go, all right, she's on Bumble here. Let me go look at her Instagram account.
Oh, come on. No, you don't look at her like time. See what she looks like in a bikini? Swipe that shit? Oh, look, she got
tits.
On
Bumble. I don't have to go to Instagram and
you know
get
what
the picture.
I do? Mm-hmm. If someone has fake boobs, I'll scroll to see when they haven't had fake boobs and see what they look like. What? Do you do that? Like if I if I notice someone got fake tits, I want to look like what I want to see what she looked like before the tits.
Very confused.
You've never looked?
No.
No?
No, I don't do that.
Wow, that must be a girl thing because I know girls do that. I will scroll to be like, let me see what she looked like before.
Pictures that we need to see are on the dating apps. We don't need to go on your Instagram.
I don't believe you. I think some guys do that.
Maybe.
But you're just different.
No,
we have to keep in mind Steve's 40.
I haven't done it. Yeah, that's right. This is 40. Yeah.
40 is the new 30, though. I mean, I think it depends because I definitely think your friend, I won't name his name. Oh, for sure. You know who I'm talking about. He definitely stalks them before he goes on a date with them.
Probably.
Okay, so why, guys always do this. Why do you all of a sudden want us back after we've moved on?
Who?
Like in general, guys always do this.
Who?
What do you mean who? I'm asking you in general, why do you do that?
I don't think we do.
No, you do. Guys do. Like a lot of my friends' exes will be like, oh, I just got into a new relationship. Guess who reached out to me?
I think it's a girl's thing too. I think it's both.
And I think
maybe it gets back to the point where, okay, why doesn't he text me right away? Or why did you wait a week? Or why did you wait? It's about wanting something that you can't have.
I know.
I think it goes back down to that. It's just you want something that you can't have. And then once you get her back or once you get him back, you're like, oh, shit, I know why I broke up with him in the first place. Why am I back in this shit?
It's so true. Yeah. And I think that happens a lot in like toxic relationships because it's the chase. And then as soon as you get them back, you're like, oh, it's not that good. No. you know?
Yeah. You remember everything. You're like, what the
You're like, oh, I forgot how bad this was. And then you let each other go. You forget. And then you chase each other again. It's that toxic relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And also when you see your person with somebody else that you.
Oh, yeah, that hurts. That even hurts. If you're over them.
Yeah, even if you're over them.
Not that it hurts. It's almost like, oh, well, let me see if I could still get them back.
Yeah.
Kind of a little bit psycho.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, if a guy says he's emotionally unavailable, is that just code for he's not into you?
No.
Really?
No. I know people that are now emotionally unavailable, or they should be emotionally unavailable.
They should be, but they're going on dates.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, yeah. So like that
if
could be
if they just
truthful.
Got out of a breakup or they're in a bad situation in their life and they're just like, you know, navigating that aspect, mm-hmm. Yeah, they can be emotionally unavailable and not be able to see that person as probably somebody that they should date or be with because they're just like not up there.
Yeah.
I don't think that means that they're not into you. I just think that they're going through something right now that they have to get through. And once they're through that, I think eventually if they are into you, you know, mm-hmm. they'll make your way back to you. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. So that's it for the questions on what's the segment called? Questions that keep women up at night. Thank you, Stephanos. We need a jingle. A do 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 do. So that is it for that.
Hold on. Do I have questions for you?
I mean, no, you didn't come prepared at all. Where's your laptop?
Well, there was one that I wanted to ask you that you were going through that. When I first picked you up, I picked you up in a nice car.
Yes.
Right?
It was nice.
And
it was a Range Rover.
Right. And you weren't expecting it. And,
no, I wasn't.
And
I was expecting a Prius or something.
I know you said you mentioned you had a friend. You have a friend whose date showed up in a Cybertruck.
Oh,
can we talk about this?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Are there cars out there like Cybertrucks where you're like, oh shit.
Like you're like,
I got to get out of this thing. I can't go in this thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Like, because that's like, if you're driving a Cybertruck, that's like, everyone look at me. Have a Cybertruck.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's
it's like
pretty
driving
bad.
A tank on the road, and
it really is. It's basically like an army tank.
Yeah.
So that is like she was like the date was really like went really well, but and I was like, what? She's like, he picked me up in a Cybertruck. I'm like, oh, that's pretty bad. Yeah. Like I wouldn't pick. I feel like the Cybertruck is like for another day. Like pick her up in something different. The Cybertruck is like, look at me.
If. The only car that you have is a Cybertruck?
Oh, I don't know. It's pretty bad.
let me do my errands in the Cybertruck.
It's just so big, mm-hmm. and she was saying it's just so big and loud. It almost screams like, "Look at me! Well, I want you to know I have money."
That's exactly what it does.
Yeah.
Or you're in a Mad Max movie.
Or you're in it looks like a Mad Max.
Yeah.
Movie, but it's I don't know. That would kind of be like, you know, I mean, I wouldn't like, I would still go on the date.
Yeah.
Maybe it would grow on me. And then maybe all of a sudden I'd be a Cybertruck fan after it. I've never been in one. Although I do want to like go in one.
I seen one the other day. It was like matte black. It actually looked pretty cool.
The matte black one?
Yeah. I was like, Batman? Is that you?
It is. You have to admit, it is intriguing. Like when you see it, you're like, your head turns.
Yeah.
You're like, I got to look at it.
It makes every other car on the road look like it's from 1960.
Yeah, it does. It is futuristic. Mm. But she did say like, oh, but he had a Cybertruck.
Is she going on another date with him?
Yeah, she likes. Oh, I don't know if I should say this. But she's interested.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have multiple friends that have them picked up in Cybertrucks?
I've never been in one. No, that's it. Just her.
Yeah.
She would, though. Yeah. Okay, so let's get into the unhinged advice column where we give you our unhinged advice.
Mm-hmm.
So someone wrote in, "Hi, Amanda and Steve. I need your help. Me and this guy I'm seeing have been talking for 4 months. We're not exclusive, according to him, but when I told him I had a date, he got jealous and didn't talk to me for 2 days. He says he cares too much to lose me, but won't commit. What do I do?" You weren't listening, were you? He didn't listen at all.
Say it again.
Focus.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. "Hi, Amanda and Steve. I need your help.
Okay.
Me and this guy have been talking for 4 months. were not exclusive, but according to him, they're not exclusive. Mm-hmm. But when I told him I had a date, he got jealous and didn't talk to me for 2 days. He says he cares too much to lose me, but he won't commit. What do I do?
I'm off for one for like giving ultimatums.
Right.
But it sounds like this guy, you know, wants
his cake and eat it too.
Yeah, sure. 100%.
So what
you're not supposed to just wait around for this person to be like, all right, now I'm ready to have a committed relationship with you. It's either you step up to the plate and you do it or you move on.
I say keep going on dates going on until dates he wants to commit. I mean, that's his fault. You're going to get pissy after and not talk to me because I told you I have a date. That's your fault.
Yeah, maybe.
Then commit to me.
Yeah, 100%. Yep, I agree.
If you're upset, but you don't want to commit, that's your fault. I'm going to continue to date someone until you say, hey, I really like you. Yeah. I don't want you dating anybody else. Let's be exclusive.
Yeah. And if he can't answer that question, then continue to go on dates or move on.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's it. Okay. Here's another one. So there's this guy I've been into for months. He told me he's not looking for anything serious and he's emotionally unavailable. There's that word again. Yeah. But he still texts me good morning every day, sends me memes, checks in on me when I'm sick, and even helped me move last weekend. So I'm confused. Are we friends? Are we dating? I need your help. What do I do?
Have they hooked up?
Doesn't say. I'm assuming. He just says he's emotionally unavailable. And you said sometimes.
But he's checking in on her every
morning? Checking in on her when she's sick, sends him memes. They talk every day. Good morning every day.
I think it could be a case of he just wants to make sure that she knows that he's still around and in the picture.
Yeah, like breadcrumbing.
Yeah, like don't forget about me while you're going on dates. I'm here.
Yeah.
But I don't want anything to do with you right now. You know?
See, that's tricky because it depends. She didn't give us into for months. She's been into him for months. So like, I don't know. I kind of would put a time limit on it.
Why doesn't the girl just say, hey, you want to go out?
I would put a time limit on it. Like if he's not going to commit.
Yeah. Like how
then
many,
you know that
are we just
going to
be
using,
pen pals here? Like what's going on?
Then you know he's just using the emotionally unavailable excuse as I don't want to date you.
Yeah.
I would give it like another month. If you're not going to have that talk, then just move on, start dating someone else.
Yeah. It doesn't mean that you have to just forget about that person
altogether.
Doesn't
mean but
you have go out there. Yeah, go out there while you're single. Go out there and date. And
don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, dating doesn't have to be a thing where you're looking for the rest of the person. I mean, you're not looking for the person for the rest of your life, is what I mean. It could be that you just want to test.
Well, I always did that.
But you want to test different personalities.
I was always like,
too.
This is the person.
But don't you want to test different personalities and see who you like, who you don't like?
Yeah.
All right. That person is a mute. She can't have a conversation on a date. I'm not going to be able to spend I'm not going to spend, you know, time with somebody like that. Or this person is way too outgoing. I can't handle that. I need something in the beginning, you know, something
people
in the middle.
People probably have said that about me. They're like, she's a lot. No, but
So I need something in the middle, right? So I think going out on dates is just trying to just find yourself, you know, somebody that you might be able to have something in common with and have a good time with. But I don't think it has to be a thing where you're going out and you're going to try to find your wife or your husband, right?
True. But women have a very different mindset. Like women go out going, I'm finding my husband tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they're like,
I don't know.
I think so. That was very me.
You think?
I'm like, maybe I'll meet my husband tonight.
Yeah. You're a hopeless romantic though.
Well, a lot of women.
There are girls out there that I've been on dates with that are just, they've been on Hinge and Bumble for years.
I think they're just exhausted.
But they keep going on dates like all the time.
Well, I remember you said you went on a date with this girl and it was good. And then you just never heard from her.
Yeah, those are people that are just like lifelong Bumble Hinge people that are just, they just go on dates. And actually, I've heard that. There's some girls out there in New York City, because it happens a lot in New York, is that they just go on. They have a date for every single day, right? We talked about this last time, but they just go to get their dinner paid for.
Oh my God. That's
and
awful.
And that's it.
No, I heard that too. They're like, this one girl, I think it was on TikTok. Yeah. She was like, I went on 100 dates because I wanted a meal.
Yeah.
And she was talking about it, and people in the comment section were freaking out and ripping on her. I mean, I get it. You don't do that. That's rude.
Yeah.
If you have no intention at all to try to meet somebody and you're just doing it for
The food,
you should be banned.
Ban her now. Although I am banned from Hinge.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Is that what you were doing?
No. No, I was not doing that. Would never do that. But I don't know why, but I am banned. And I remember. You. Yeah, someone must have reported me. And I remember going back on after I got a relationship. And I remember crying to my mom because I was like, I'm never going to find a husband now because I'm banned from Hinge.
What did they say was the reason why? Did they say like your account was being impersonated or somebody reported
it
you?
It said impersonation. But I'm like, this is the real me. So I think someone might have took a picture of me because I remember somebody sending it and be like, you're still on Hinge. And I was dating someone at the time.
Yeah.
And I said, this is not me. I don't know. Something happened, but.
Got it.
Whatever. I haven't gone on anytime soon, so I don't know if I'm still banned. But we have some lightning round questions.
Mm-hmm.
So these are a few questions, too, from followers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the pettiest reason you've stopped talking to a friend?
A friend?
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to the check splitting thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That.
Wait, that happened to you?
A friend? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You start to think about people differently.
Wait, why? Because he was.
Come on. We're over 30. Like, come on.
Wait, why? Because he didn't. So you were out with a group of friends and
they were just like, no, I didn't get that. I don't want to pay for that. Or I didn't get that drink. I'm not paying. And then you had to go back to the, hey, waiter, like, can we just get this?
Crazy.
And it's just.
It starts to get too much.
Yeah, and then it's not that I just stopped talking to them, but you just start to, okay, I see that person in a different light a little bit. I won't be inviting that person out to dinner again.
I have to ask you who this is. No. I'll ask you later.
Later.
Should I go on a trip with my situationship?
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Yeah.
It could turn into something.
It could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do it.
Why not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do it.
Right. And it might end up being a relationship after the fact, or you might end up hating that person. Yeah, exactly. So go on as many.
Either way,
you know. Yeah, you'll know.
Can you manifest an ex back, and should you? No.
Don't put that in the envelope.
And Steve doesn't believe in manifestation. No. So it's a no, no. Exes are in the past.
Yeah.
Move forward.
No.
There's someone out there better for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really all we have time for.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any closing remarks, Steve?
No. Are you excited for your birthday?
I am, guys. Yeah. 36. So there's this meme before we leave real quick. There's this meme that it's like, there's these older couple. When I say older couple, they're like in their 70s. And they're like us at our kids' graduation because we had our kids in our 40s.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's going to be me and Steve.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, you see me rolling. They hate it. Yeah. Anyway, we'll leave you on that note. If you had kids young, God bless you.
Yeah.
But thanks for coming back and make sure to follow, subscribe, comment, like. I don't know why Steve's still laughing.
We're going
to
be like bumping Biggie Smalls and Eminem when we're 70 years old.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what's that meme?
Yeah, your kids are going to be like,
grandkids.
Like,
what did you guys listen to?
I know.
It's like, from the windows to the walls.
Yeah, to the walls. It's like,
from the sweat drip down these balls.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So thanks for coming back, guys. Please make sure to follow us and please make sure to subscribe on Spotify, follow us on YouTube, comment and like for more. Thanks so much. We love you. Mwah. Have a good day.
Have a great weekend.
Give a kiss, Steve. Give a kiss to the camera. Oh, that was sensual.
You like that? Huh? There's a lot more where that came from.
Okay. All right. Bye, guys. Mwah.